my name's Ella and I'm here with my friend Lizzie, and we're in the middle of the Abbotsley Literary Festival, and we're here with the author of The First Third and Loathing Sidekicks, Will Costakis.
Hi everyone.
So how did you get into becoming an author?
I basically have been writing for as long as I can remember and sending books off to publishers. They kept saying no, and then in year 12 someone said yes, and so I've been writing ever since.
You mentioned in your session earlier that you like to draw on your own life experiences. How has that influenced stories and the characters that you've created in your book?
There's a lot of food, a lot of Greek jokes, a lot of gym jokes. But mostly it's just, I almost feel like I'm creating a vault of all of my childhood experiences. And, you know, even though the stories are completely fictional, I hope that one day I get to go back and read through them and be like, oh, it's like a best of my childhood.
Yeah. So in your session, you mentioned characters like, you know, students that you had known from your school or like your grandmother. Mm-hmm. Are there any characters that you've enjoyed creating like the most?
In terms of characters I loved creating the most, well, this time around with the latest book, I wrote a character called Harley, and he is the middle protagonist that he is in the sidekicks. He's the middle 20,000 words are his story, and it was really a change of pace for me. He's a country boy, lot of anger in him, a total smart ass, and, you know, doesn't really care for rules. And so I got to live vicariously through him, and I describe him as the character who is just built on everything I wish I ever had the guts to say to a teacher in high school.
Yeah, and before we go, we'd like to ask you if you had any advice to give to young writers who are maybe wanting to start their creative story.
One of the big things is just write and keep writing. You know, the first story you write probably won't be very good, but the aim is to ask people for feedback. And you don't want to change what you write based on what people think, but there are two parts to reading, to story writing. There's the writing component and there's the reading component. What you have in your head when you're writing mightn't be what people have in their heads when they read it. And so you need that feedback to sort of figure out what you're doing well and what you're not doing well and ways that you can improve it. So I say write a lot, write often, and find someone who'll be honest with you, but also find a friend who just thinks everything is amazing, just to always keep your spirits up.
Okay, thank you so much for being here, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your time at the Abbotsley Literary Festival.
My pleasure.